The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
It's checkerboard time.
Hello there, friends, how are you all? It's checkerboard time again. Eureka's on the air. So come on, good men everywhere, and listen in as we begin a feast of fun and fun. To see the difference Eureka makes and beat it right along.
And I don't know if I'm a genetic freak.
Oh, please. What? You can't just leave an opening like that. Move forward.
Anyway, if I look into a very bright light when I'm on that teetering on that verge of needing to sneeze, it will push me over into sneezing, but I've got nothing to look into, and now it's just irritated. But I really would have loved to sneeze. I love sneezing. I don't know. Am I strange on that one, too? I love the feeling of sneezing. Oh, Lord. I think it's time for the therapist and the medication.
Oh, it's so overdue.
One moment, please.
Will I have a sip of my green tea?
Hey.
I'm sorry, I'm feisty today.
No shit.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
What? You can't just leave an opening like that.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 980 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 2th of November, 2011. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me, and sure, y'all, we've got voice letters, and Big Fatty might just go down memory lane. Big Fatty, that sounds lovely. Hello, Scroties. Big Fatty, please. Is this going to be testicular month? Yes. So, hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, it was busy day. Busy day in the coal mine. Tuesday. Y'all got lots done. Lots and lots and lots done. And let's just see. Was there anything else that I needed to tell you about the coal mine today? I don't believe so. Y'all took in all the Halloween candy from the Fat Cave. Y'all didn't have a single trick-or-treater come by the Fat Cave. And y'all, I put on the Twitty that I needed to walk outside and pick up the coil of plastic dog poo that I had put on the mat so that the children wouldn't come. And y'all, the Vonge, hey, yo. She thought that someone had put it there and that it was a trick. And y'all, there was no plastic poo, no coil of fresh poo out there. Big Fatty, now you'll tell us it's all about Count Chocolate. Big, oh, vulgar. But y'all, I saw the other things that people were putting on the Twitty to keep the children from coming to the house was, I believe it was that Pat Geick, y'all. That Pat Geick from the Don't Count Your Day Job. He said that he was going to put up the sign. He was going to put up his sexual predator sign on his door, so that the children would not come by. But anyway, y'all, I think some people evidently had a buttload of children, or some people didn't have very many at all. And y'all, I saw several people got angry with the older children coming by, because once you hit the teens, you know, Halloween is really not for the teens. It's for the little ones. Yes, Big Fatty, it is just for the little ones, kind of like the little show. No, the little show was not for the little ones. Y'all, by the way, that was Trucker Alex again that came up with Scroties for us. So y'all, if y'all don't like those, just let him know that. Just let him know. I'm sure he'd love to hear from you. Y'all, I had some things written down that I was going to talk to you about on the memory lane, but y'all, damn if they hadn't vanished. Y'all, I have more problems keeping up keeping up with things to read on the little show than anybody I know. And so anyway, I don't know. Y'all, I'm not going to go down in the fat cave, but I'm predicting. I'm predicting right now what's her name? Nancy Grace. I think Nancy Grace and Tristan McManus will be leaving. They'll be leaving the dance floor tonight. Oh, dear, I see. But that's just my prediction. And y'all, I predicted on Monday night when I watched them dance. Y'all, by the way, they spent too much damn time worrying about costumes and Halloween than they did about the dancing. I mean, it was not one of the better nights, and they just need to get back to the dancing. That's all I'm going to say. That is all I'm going to... Big Freddy, that's not all you're going to say. You got to fill up 20 minutes. Dear Gussie. Y'all, thinking about Halloween, you know, I heard on the... What Nessa, little show that, y'all, that is some more of the Greek chicken and potatoes. Anyway, I heard on the, what did I hear it on? Oh, on Hello Nessa, that she couldn't remember any Halloween memories. And y'all, I talked about mine in the past where my grandmother and my aunt would come over with the hosiery stockings over their face. And y'all, it looked like they had big old lips and, you know, and the faces are all, you know, the faces are all. And the eyes look weird, all that kind of stuff. And y'all, and you know, then the hat used to draw a big old pumpkin on the picture window with the golf wax and all. And y'all, I don't really remember a whole lot about the trick-or-treating either. Y'all, I do know that back when Big Fatty was young and went trick-or-treating, y'all, we would go out and, you know, you didn't have to go with your mom and daddy. You know, you could just get out there. Y'all, it was a different world back then, a different world. But it was, but we would load up, and y'all, we'd have a paper bag, and inevitably it would get wet, and the bottom would fall out of it, or the handle would come off. And it was awful. It was just awful. And y'all, you didn't have to worry about the times when people would give you what do you call those? The apple snacks with the razor blades on them. Y'all, that was before you had to have your candy x-rayed. And y'all, it was just a simpler time. And y'all, we wore those masks that would block your vision. And, you know, you know, the safety was of no concern. But seriously, safety was of no concern in the days when we would go out, because y'all, you couldn't see out of those damn masks. And y'all, it's a wonder that that no one was killed. But anyway, and we would have the Halloween carnivals. Oh, did you have a Halloween carnival at your elementary school? We would have those, and those would always be fun. And what else would we do? I don't remember what else we would do, but y'all, we'd eat that damn candy, and y'all, we'd get those little black and orange peanut butter kisses that are, you know, just get caught in your teeth. And I mean, I think that dentists were the ones that had those manufacturers, because y'all, they would pull your fillings out like there was no tomorrow. I mean, to tell you, y'all, I heard something on the news on Tuesday that the different places were having the they were having a, what did they call it? It was called like a trade-in or an exchange program or something like that, where you could, and some of the places that were doing this were the dentist office, where you could take your candy in and they would give you, you know, you'd get to go to the treasure chest, or you'd get free toothbrushes or discounts on your hygienist or something like that. Oh, just to keep the children from eating all that candy and causing the cavities and everything. Y'all, that doesn't sound like a whole lot of fun to me. Y'all, I think a lot of people nowadays, they just put it in a bowl and they all just eat out of it. And, or they do like Big Fatty did, and just take it into work. Take it into work. Y'all, I took it into work today, and, old Veda could not, was a raisinette eating fool. He was a raisinette eating fool, and dear sweet gosh, Big Fatty, didn't you say you had voice letters? We're tired of hearing you talk. Yes!
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham, and oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hi, Big Fatty. This is Laughing Budai. I had to respond because, you know, I didn't actually call you, but I'm calling you now, and I really want you to play this on the show because I'm coming clean. It wasn't me, so somebody out there who might be an imposter of the Laughing Buddha might have called you. That's disturbing. Thanks for calling. Bye.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that is Mark. That's Mark. You know, he sent me the... Oh, y'all, he's always sending stuff down here. It usually has something to do with a damn kitty cat. That's all I gotta say. But, you know, we had those calls last week, and y'all, I could not identify some of those people. But, anyway, y'all, I just want to let you know that I have been informed by our next caller that, she will become a lurker towards the end of this month unless people step forward. Y'all, I think you should all go over to the Live It Up little show and over to all your favorite little shows and call in and say no, this person cannot become a lurker. And y'all, here's this person. Yes, Big Fatty.
Okay, so I just tweeted something trying to get people to go over to Kim Beaver's Lodge to see my picture. And then after I got done, I thought about what I just typed out. And then I went like this. I can't stop. Goodbye.
Yeah, Gussie. Now, y'all, do you see why? Do you see why we cannot have Miss Kathy Bacon become a lurker? Because, y'all, if she becomes a lurker, we will not receive the good, batshit, crazy phone calls just like that. And, y'all, she is referring. She is referring to a post over there at the Kim Beaver's Lodge that has a picture of Miss Bacon, and y'all, Miss Bacon enjoys that picture so much that she called back. Yes, McFaddy.
Okay, I've kind of regained my composure, but anyway, I thought it was kind of funny, and I urge everyone to go see me over there at the lodge, and I want to know if everyone who met me in Vegas who remembers what my hair looks like, if you think I should get that hair color. I'm obsessed with that hair color. And, of course, I'm obsessed with that flat stomach and the, oh, gosh, bye.
Dear Gussie, y'all, she's kerfuffled. She is just kerfuffled. Dear Gussie, y'all, and you please, please call into your favorite little shows and tell Miss Kathy Bacon to get that hair color because, y'all, it's an amazing hair color. Y'all, I am not observant enough to know what color Miss Bacon's hair was in Las Vegas, but I think she needs the new hair color. What do you think, will be? Yes, yes, Big Fatty, it's a lurker.
Hi, Big Fatty. This is Yaz Namadou wishing you a happy gay Christmas. And I just wanted to say it's my first time calling. I am a former lurker. So thank you for calling. Bye.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all Big Fatty loves a lurker. You know that, except, you know, we love it when they're no longer lurking. So y'all don't get any ideas. Miss Bacon, you need to be like Yabba Dabba Doo that just called. And you do, no, I'm not going to be a lurker anymore. I'm going to call the BFO. Yes, Big Fatty. And Yabba Dabba Doo, thank you so much for calling. And it was just lovely to hear from you. And it was a lovely gay crema. Did not do a damn thing, but sat on my fat ass and did not hand out the first piece of candy to the children, because, y'all, they didn't come. They just didn't come. They didn't come. They didn't come. They didn't come. Big Fatty, you're rambling.
Hey, Big Fatty, this is Tom, a.k.a. the Ramble Redhead. Just want to leave you a quick message to let you know I've been catching up on your blow show. And I have to say that I thought you were absolutely laugh-out-loud hysterical when you had the hiccups and you're trying to read the story and everything. And I just thought that was priceless. It was podcasting gold. So I had to give you a quick call to tell you that was hilarious. Hope you're doing good. Hope you had a happy weekend and a happy Halloween. And I'm sure I'll talk to you later, but you have a great day. Okay? Right? Bye. RambleRedhead.com.
Yeah. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, that is the Ramble Redhead. And, y'all, I believe that the Ramble Redhead, y'all, he's got a celebration. He's got a special celebration. I won't tell you what kind of celebration it is, but it probably has something to do with a birth canal. But I don't want to give it away, but I believe that's coming up on Friday. But, you know, I may be mistaken. I may be mistaken because, you know, I have a Mexican that keeps me informed of these things. And, y'all, they get confused. It's just like this Mexican forgot to tell me that last Sunday, the 30th, was that spanking Beatha, that Matt, that Beatha's whipping boy. It was his exiting of the birth canal, and belated wishes to old Matt. Yes, Big Fatty, I'm sure he's gonna love you calling him Old Matt. Poor Big Fatty. I'm a little behind on the bacon calendar. Let's just go ahead and catch up. I'm more than a little behind. Y'all, last Friday, that was a different month, y'all. 16 to 20 strips of bacon equals about a pound. 1 cup of bacon fat equals a pound. A quarter pound of back bacon equals a cup of cracklings. Y'all, and that is from our friend. Oh, did I see? From our friends at the HomelFoodsRecipes.com. Y'all, Gordo from Lizzie McGuire says, yeah! Well, there's lots of weird stuff in this world. Tofu bacon, hairless cats, and country music. Y'all, I don't know if that is spelled C-U-N-T or not. But anyway. And then, y'all, for Monday in 2008, rockers Gwen Stefani and husband Gavin Rosedale dressed as bacon and eggs for Halloween. Y'all, I believe was it the Danbarrys? Somebody dressed as bacon and eggs for gay crema this year. And you know what I have to say about that? Don't your conscience, huh? Don't you, huh? Don't your conscience,
What? You can't just leave an opening like that.
Well, yes, close the opening.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh, and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.